Scooble doing his thing on Saturday. Not his fault the Tigers lost. Pulled after 90 pitches. Got everybody up in arms. I want to be clear on this. I don't think they lost because they pulled Tarek Skubal. Riley Green's got to get the throw in from the outfield, and Bo Brisky's got to execute from the bullpen. Tigers also have to score a run in the game. But it did raise an eyebrow that Tarek Skubal was pulled after 90 pitches. This is your ace. You're in a tight game. Give him one more inning, right? At least see what happens. But A.J. Hinch has played the long game, and they want to be cautious, and they've even bumped him back a day for the upcoming week. He's going to pitch Friday against the Cubs. John, 90 pitches, if you're going to limit this guy, does it at all change the way you feel about an extension?
That was my initial reaction. As soon as they took him out, and I knew we would probably hear a lot of coach speak from A.J. Hinch, and we kind of did, right? It was, hey, he's coming off his longest performance. You know, we didn't want to overtax his arm, all of those different things.
His longest performance, by the way, it was 94 pitches the previous start. It's not like he worked 120.
Right. No, I know. He was referencing it because it was the nine-inning complete game, which happened to be the first of his career. And so my initial reaction was, he had retired the last seven batters that he faced, and it was only two hits. Still seemed, and he kind of felt like he was not a repeat performance of what he had on the previous Sunday, but it felt like he was a pitcher that was getting stronger as the game went on. And then they pulled him, and it was kind of noted, right? It was the handshake versus the fist bump.
Yeah.
Handshake, you're done. Fist bump. Hey, let's go get him, Tiger. So he comes out. Bo Brisky goes in. We could talk about
the choice to decision, go Brisky, whatever.
But they end up losing 1-0 on a great performance by Tarek Skubal. So the conversation was why? Why?
Because if he goes one more inning, then you bridge to your two shutdown arms at the end of the bullpen right now, because we feel very good about Tommy Canley and Will Vest.
Yeah.
But they pull Skubal after 90 pitches, and it's like, if this is how it's going to be, Jeff Passan saying Skubal's in line for a 10-year, $400 million contract, are you getting your bang for your buck if he can hardly ever hit 100 in his pitch count? And we actually went back and looked at this. I mean, yes, we're doing this pre-show. We're huddling up. I go, John, give me a big-name pitcher, and we'll
throw
do
some
a comparison.
Names at me.
Yeah. So we're doing this, and I just want to present what we uncovered. So Skubal has topped 100 pitches only four times since the start of last year.
Okay. In Cy Young.
Yeah. So Cy Young season plus even better this year. He's only topped 100 pitches four times, zero this season. How does that stack up against others? Well, Chris Sale won the Cy Young last year. He had 17 outings of 100-plus pitches between last year and this year. Paul Skeens, you want to go on the younger scale? Fine. Chris Sale's an established vet. You trust him. Skeens is not. You'd think you'd be cautious. 17 games of 100 or more pitches since the start of 2024. Logan Webb, who we just saw from the Giants, and AJ praised him as one of the game's best, 19 games of over 100 pitches. Zach Wheeler, that's a workhorse. That's a frontline ace for the Phillies, a World Series contender. 22 games over 100 pitches. Max Fried, that's a name everybody's comparing with Cy Young battle. 18 different outings of 100 or more pitches. Skubal has four. I mean, you guys can answer that question. Does that impact your willingness to give this guy a massive deal if you can't even throw 100 pitches?
It does for me. And that's my initial response is, all right, I just don't like the fact that he's not going to be a guy that can go deep into games. And the only reason he can go deep into games is just because when he's dominant, which he is a lot. Yeah. So why not continue? And we heard from Justin Verlander after that, you know, Maddux performance by Tarek Skubal, that the Tigers, he'd really like to see the Tigers just let him go. Like, just allow him to go out there and pitch. And then this is the next outing where he's got a great outing going through 90 pitches. And then they pull him, and then they lose a 1-0 game. Now, in 162, right, we're not going to, you know, bitch and moan about one loss.
No, I'm not even mad about the loss. They took two or three over the weekend.
But it does raise the question. So what is the question? Is it a philosophy for the Tigers that they're just never going to use him that way.
Right. If they're never going to use pitchers that way, then they should never prioritize throwing that kind of money at a starting pitcher, right? If it's an organizational philosophy.
And then on the flip side, is that a Tarek Skubal issue? Like, they know him better than anyone else.
Right.
And they know that he is not a guy that is going to be good past 100 pitches. Like, or can't do that on a regular basis, because then you get into August and September, hopefully October, and he's not going to be good enough at that time.
Look, they ramped him up. He had four 100 pitch outings last year, all in the second half. They'll ramp him up. But it's a question of, if you're giving that guy that kind of money, shouldn't he be that guy from the jump?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to delay starts. You shouldn't have to play games. He should just be your ace.
And how much do you do it just in a game? Like, sometimes you're overmanaging this situation instead of managing the game. The Royals pulled Waka after seven. So you got first dibs to see, well, what's their, we couldn't hit their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, to me, if you're managing the game, that should affect, I would put Skubal just based on that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was still 0-0. So you are only going to bat one more time. I also think there's some thought into, do you want to get to extra innings or not now in baseball with the ghost runner?
Right.
The Tigers are an aggressive base running team. They're likely to score a guy from second base, but you're not trying to win this game today. They're managing the season, and you have to do that with a pitch count.
Oh, I understand.
Extent.
I understand that.
But the bottom line is, he could have gone out and faced one batter, and if you allow him on base,
you get him out.
Pull him.
What if he works through two quick outs or three quick outs and gets you to the back end of your bullpen?
Yeah.
I understand why AJ did it. AJ is playing for fall. AJ's playing to win a World Series. I understand the logic, but if that's how you're going to treat the arm, do you ever invest significant resources in a pitcher if that's how you view pitching?
Right.
I mean, then he would be the exception, and he's not. To the rule, they are treating him like any other young arm. They don't want to burden him. Well, then you have a hard time justifying a $400 million contract.
Well, and we're talking about a $400 million contract, and the conversation prior to this was, are you going to give that type of money to a player and put him on whether it's 8, 9, 10 years on this payroll for once every five games.
Then you throw in that he's only pitching
light
workloads, yeah, in those games, those every fifth day. We're talking Tarek Skubal, pulled after 90 pitches on Saturday. I'm not really sweating the fact that they lost the game. They won the series. They didn't score any runs. It might not have mattered anyway. But it is a bigger question for Tarek Skubal. If you're going to limit him, are you going to pay him? Do you feel comfortable handing $400 million to a guy who can't hit 100 pitches consistently? And maybe that's a limitation that he has physically, or a philosophy that the organization has. Either way, are you getting bang for your buck? We gave you the numbers. Four times has he hit 100 pitches since the start of last year. A lot of the contemporaries, Skeen 17, Sale 17, Webb 19, Wheeler 22, Max Fried 18. Like, these guys are throwing deeper into games. Let's get to Alex in Ann Arbor. Alex, good morning.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, so I actually like how Skubal doesn't go deep into games and wants me to want to have to extend, or like I would want to extend him because he doesn't go deep into games. Because you look at Corbin Burns yesterday. You look at Garrett Cole. What's he doing? If I know he's going to be healthy 9 of those 10 years, then yeah, let's do it.
Even for a guy that's never going to pitch or rarely pitches over 100 pitches, rarely gets out of the seventh inning.
Yes, because he affects more than just the game he starts. I would argue they win 1-0 yesterday because Hinch is confident to go to a rested bullpen with Cater struggling the fifth inning. So, like, he's more than just the seven innings he's given you on 90 pitches.
There's no doubt about it. When he went 9 the previous Sunday, I mean, it stopped the bleeding. It switches momentum. It's more than just one start. The work he does to offset the bullpen, it's critical. I mean, they saw it last year when he was the only starter, the lone starter with chaos. We know his value to the organization,
yeah.
But it's getting to the point where he is going to be doing a mega deal, a deal that I would like to offer him. But when you see stuff like this, it does cause you to pause, right? If you go, well, what am I paying for and what am I getting? If I'm getting a guy that I rarely will let go over 100 pitches, is that going to change when they give him the extension? Or, to his point, do they have to protect a 10-year investment, right, and he's never going to go deep into ball games?
And I mean, what is, how many innings is he pitching? Is it 10% of what the Tigers are playing? Is it 13%? Is it 15%? And how much money do you want to wrap into that percentage? Because there's so much more that's going to happen when he's not even pitching, let alone not going deep into games.
And a lot of my problem from Saturday was the situation that, okay, well, if Brisky was your guy, well, wow, I'm going to blow an outing like this from Scooble on Bo Brisky, who is struggling this year, right?
Right.
And so you're kind of starting to sacrifice the game a little bit more. You're putting the game in doubt. Was there any thought given to, hey, how about this? We've skipped the Scooble start before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Or backed it up
I've
one
moved
day.
Moved it a day, yeah.
How about this? Okay, let's go out there and let him pitch the eighth, and I'm not pitching him against the White Sox, and he'll play against the Cubs.
Well, they already are doing that. He's not pitching against the White Sox.
Okay, so ESPN's wrong then.
Yeah, yeah. AJ clarified. AJ clarified. Or one of the beat writers pointed it out. He's pitching Friday against the Cubs. They're already pushing him back a start, and he didn't go 100
exactly.
pitches. So, I mean, you could say they're babying him, and it's an organizational philosophy, and it's you could even argue it's the right thing to do to get him to the finish line. It's more important to play at the end of the season, right, with Tarek Skubal healthy and fresh and raring to go.
Yeah.
But it's also a question of how much money are you going to pay a guy who you're, quote, babying.
Look, baseball is trending this way. You've provided examples of guys who have gone longer this year. But baseball is babying pitchers more and more every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, for the long term with the contract, it's not as much in play more than that's the way the game is. It's just, do you make him absolutely, like, do you go crazy with that contract? Like, the 40 and 400 or whatever.
Right.
Like, to me, that's just getting out of control. And then it starts getting in the weeds with Boris and who he is as an agent. And, you know, look, he ain't being traded this trade.
No.
This doesn't start until after the offseason. And maybe there's some teams out there that, you know, will pay what maybe the Tigers shouldn't.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus supply.
We're going to need some ticket texts, and we'll get some phone calls in the mix as well. 248-539-9797. Scooble 100 pitch thing is 1,000% on AJ Hinch. Another one says it's the team not letting him go 100. He can. Reading way too much into 100 pitches, guys. Scooble is elite and will continue to be elite. Pay him. No questions asked. Johnny and Wixom.
So here, I'll give you one on Twitch. This is a reason to, you know, and his impact. And I get this. This is an argument for paying him. Look, if Scooble can go 7 innings with 2 runs or less and throw under 100 pitches, I expect the offense and bullpen to close it out. I don't need Scooble to throw over 100 pitches and go 9 innings unless there's games that mean much more.
Guys, are we even having this conversation if they won the game? That's from Mark on the ticket text. I'm having it regardless of winning and losing. I really don't care that they lost Saturday. I don't. They won 2 or 3 over the weekend. They're in first place. I'm not really sweating losing a Saturday game in late May. I'm not. It's a broader question about a 10-year commitment to a guy that you won't let throw 100 pitches or rarely do. I mean, not the way other aces and other Bulldogs get the baseball. It's something Verlander noted when he was in town last week. That's why it's coming up. It has nothing to do with winning or losing Saturday. It's about 90 pitches, and can you justify paying a guy who you're going to limit for the next decade?
Yeah, and one of the quotes that Verlander had was, to me, if I'm the Tigers and I've got the best pitcher in baseball, I want that out there as long as possible. Ride that horse. Hell yeah, that's the way I felt about it when I was pitching. And I'm curious what the conversations are, because we heard from Tarek Skubal, right?
Yeah.
And full faith in AJ, full faith in Chris Fetter, full faith in the organization. I'm sure as a competitor, you don't get to the end of games, whether it's we saw what he did in Cleveland and the emotion at the end of that game.
Yep.
We saw what it was when he had the Maddox you know, last Sunday, you don't get to the end of the game and have that fire and don't think, you know, when A.J. Hinch gives him the handshake, he's probably saying, come on, man. Let me go one more.
I mean, he's the best pitcher in baseball. He has been for a year and a half, and he's done every single thing on the pitching mound, I think, in the last year and a half that Ohtani and Judge have done at the plate. The problem is he plays one time in five games versus those guys. This is a no-brainer if it's a position player. You wouldn't let that person walk in a million years. But because of his history with arms, I still think his overall resume makes it a little doubtful to give him that kind of a deal because this is a window. I made this point to you, Jim, I think it was like a year ago now when he was starting to emerge as a Cy Young. He reminds me, not the same type of pitcher exactly, but of Cliff Lee. He's got a window. It's like a 5, 6, 7 year window, but it ain't JV like.
Right, it's not 10 years.
And that's why JV's comments, I didn't care for much because JV.
He's an anomaly. He's a freak.
He had Nolan Ryan's arm.
Right.
It was rubber.
Ticket texters. The team is called the Detroit Tigers, not the Detroit Scoobles. If the bullpen shuts him down, we score a run in the eighth or the ninth, we're not even having this conversation. No, we are, because he still would have thrown 90 pitches. That's the point.
Yeah.
So Tom's point is he's the best pitcher in baseball. I agree. John, you agree. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
The best pitchers in baseball pitch deeper into ball games than Tarek Skubal does. And I don't think it's a Skubal problem. The org doesn't value it that way. Well, if the org doesn't value it that way, then it's a contract conversation. If you don't think guys should throw 100-plus pitches, you don't think they should sign record-setting contracts, right? Isn't that a window into how the organization views pitching?
It feels like it. And, I mean, what's the difference for him? And this is where this is an A.J. Hinch question. This is an organization question. If he comes out for the eighth inning and say he, you know, three up, three down, but it takes 15 pitches, what's the wear and tear? What's the risk of him going 105 versus 90?
Right.
Getting you to that ninth inning where then you bring in either Canely or Vest.
And if you have extras, you need
and
the
you
other
come
one.
Away with another win and you got 40 instead of 39.
How many Tigers have thrown over 100 pitches in the same time frame? I think it's an organizational mindset. I don't want that massive contract. I love Skubal, but it's a matter of time before a third arm event, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone. That's an unnamed ticket texter. Morning, guys. Not being able to score a run was the most annoying, but babying Skubal is also super annoying. Cookies is right. What if he makes a quick work of a couple quick outs? It was silly and annoying to pull him there. Texter says, 185 pitches, 16 innings, zero earned runs the last two games. Way to create negative spin. Is it 2 o'clock already?
We're just asking the question.
How dare we?
Would you pay him 10 years, $400 million, if he is rarely, because he's only pitched one complete game in his career? And if the I mean, if the answer is, yeah, he's dominant through seven, and you should score a run in a game.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and you should have the ability to get six outs with your bullpen.
Simplify this, though, a little bit. Again, the pitcher versus the everyday player thing, what I made about Ohtani and Judge and paying them. What, are you going to pinch hit for those guys in the eighth inning? Because that's the equivalent. It's not the equivalent.
Well, yeah, you're trying.
Too many swings.
Yeah.
On the old...
He swung too much today.
Yes. On the... What's the injury? We've had a couple of injuries. The oblique. Yeah, we don't want to strain an oblique. Too many swings.